The following episode may contain sensitive content. Listener discretion is advised.
Yes, I love it. Hello and welcome, everyone.
Welcome to the show Must Go On. I'm Tracy.
And I'm Nikki, and we are here to judge. How is everything going, T-Bonesky? T-Bones is like wearing some lipstick today.
I know, I was trying not to be a bum.
I love it. You look nice.
Thank you. I know I'm not wearing pajamas right now. So.
Hey, a vibe.
Trying to get my shit together.
Girly pup, I am wearing PJs.
Good for
I
you.
I showered, and then I was like, okay, it's time, because I was sweaty, mm-hmm. You know. Ugh.
That's the best. Shower and put on your PJs.
Oh. I know, and I almost did my face routine, and I was like, damn, I cannot show up without any little concealer on this face, because they'll be like, is she okay? She had a rough life.
Oh my gosh. No, you're fine. People have seen me on here not wear makeup, and oof.
But, I know.
I don't care.
They're coming back for our words, not for how we look, hopefully.
Exactly. I'm channeling Alicia Keys, because she didn't wear makeup for like the longest time. And I was like,
Pamela Anderson.
She's gone like sans makeup, which is great. You know, yes. I mean, it's like women feel like we have to buy all these beauty products and spend hours to transform ourselves. And it's like,
yeah, I do love Sephora, though.
I know, I look better with makeup.
So, like, but I feel good. I love going to Sephora and shop, even though I might not even wear makeup that much. You know, I just love going there and giving them my money like a psychopath.
And they appreciate it. So.
Oh, I know. 100%. They're like, yes,
money.
Queen, give it to us.
Yeah.
So I was going to tell you that I started watching The Penguin.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
I have not.
Recommendation station. Okay. Here we are. Okay, so I've only watched 3 episodes. I really, really like it. Mm-hmm. And this guy, Colin, he fucking crushing it. The acting is very, very good. I've always felt some kind of way about him. Like, I'm like, he's just like a hot guy, you know?
Yeah, same.
He's doing a great fucking... I'm impressed.
Uh-huh.
And I do think... I feel like when you are doing one of those characters, I definitely think the makeup and, like, the everything helps you get into character even more. Mm-hmm. Because I was thinking, wow, this guy, you know, the character has a limp. So I was just thinking, like, the back pain, you know, because he's constantly walking like that, you know, he probably has to engage his core a lot, so his back doesn't hurt, you know, but the Boston accent the whole time, it's so specific.
Wow.
And there hasn't been one time, like, there's so many, like, tics that the character has, you know, the accents, the way he, like, there's so much to think of. Mm-hmm. But I do think once they do his, like, makeup and all that, he's able to, you know, really embrace.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because, wow, you don't think it's him ever.
The makeup on him, like, because I've seen the
you see the pictures, yeah.
It looks great. Like, I would never have guessed that it was him. Like, yeah. If I didn't know, yeah. I'd be like,
I don't know who that is. Yeah. And then, right. And then, like, even in the talking, you can't even recognize his voice.
Right.
So yeah. it's very impressive. So I recommend that. I think I recommended the studio last week, but I'm going to just recommend it again.
Keep pushing that.
Keep pushing it. Just it. Apple TV here, sponsor us, because I'm always fucking promoting your shows.
Yeah.
They're so good. They got
some good shit.
Apple TV and HBO are just coming through for us.
They're like stepping up their game for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. What else? I think I watched something else. I started right away Handmaids yesterday. Oh. I only watched, they dropped 3 episodes. We watched 2. It's so good. It already got 100 on Rotten Tomatoes.
I did see that. My thing is, like, I stopped halfway last season. Basically, I don't, spoil alert. So if you haven't watched it, give me like 10 seconds. Get out of
here.
Yeah, give me like 10 seconds. Skip ahead.
Skip 30.
Yeah. When they got caught. Her and her boo, her husband. When they had like gone to Canada or whatever, and then they were gonna come back to try to get their daughter, and they got caught.
Yeah.
And then I like stopped. I was like, oh my gosh, like how much more can we be doing this? So yeah. Like, should I just
finish it and then, you know, and then start this season. I think this season is gonna be very female empowerment. I can already feel it. And I've only watched the first 2 episodes, and I know, and there's 3, so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we have all these shows coming back. We have The Last of Us coming back this Sunday. That's it's going to be for White Lotus, which we should talk about that finale real quick.
That's true.
And then,
Black Mirror.
They're Black having Mirror.
Episodes.
I think it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
That they drop. We have the final season of The Pitt. Tomorrow.
The finale, yeah.
The finale. We have Hacks next week.
Yeah. Love it. I love it.
Love it.
When because all these shows are ending, so now it's like we get new ones.
Yes.
Hold us over.
Look forward to. Oh, yes.
I need it. I need it in my life. Please. Please.
Please. And keep making good ones. We appreciate that so much. Yeah,
the good shows for sure.
But let's do
White Lotus
station here. What do you think of that finale?
So I know that on social media, a lot of people are upset. They're like, oh, you went through all these things with like the Ratliff family and you don't show us how it ends with them and da 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 da. And, you know, nothing was really a surprise. But I mean, I just think Mike White writes everything so well that it's like, even if it is predictable, it's still so good that I don't even care.
Yeah. Yeah. I also feel like he's always left stuff to the imagination. Mm-hmm. You create your own ending. Like, he'll give you something and then he's like, you will solve this on your own. Mm-hmm. Which I do appreciate, because some of them you kind of like second guess on what's coming on your head. Mm-hmm. You know, you're like, oh, it could be this or it could be that. And I do really appreciate that, because a show that leaves you thinking is a good show.
Right.
You know, I also saw this TikTok, which was, I think she's a psychologist, and she was talking about, you know, how a lot of people say that it's about, you know, like somebody dying. And it's like, this season was about what dies inside of you.
Mm.
So basically, what are you letting go of? So if you think about it, you know, Rick chose his anger and his revenge over the love that he had coming in. What's her name? The owner of the spa.
Mm-hmm.
Belinda. Belinda.
Oh, Belinda.
She, yeah. Not the guy, the girl.
Porn shy.
Yes. Belinda, she chose comfort over safety.
Mm.
You know, it's like, what are you letting die in yourself? You know? I think from the family, the dad, he chose his ego over his family, you know, because he never really told them until
and also tried to kill them multiple times.
He also even tried to kill them. So it was like, what are you killing in yourself to choose something else? So I think that's like major,
right?
You know, and I know Mike White always kills the characters that we love the most,
right?
And I told Trey right before the episode, Chelsea. I think Chelsea's gonna die because it's the character that I care about the most.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her pure soul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how she always wanted good.
Yeah.
You know, good for everyone. Right. Like, she doesn't judge, you know, and...
I mean, and also it was like when she said, bad things happen in threes. And it was like, girl, you were there at gunpoint at that robbery. You got bit by a poisonous snake.
Three characters die.
Right.
You have three kids from that family. You have three friends. Mm. You know, everything was like threes.
Which this season was like more about religion. So I wonder too if it's like, I mean, obviously in like Christianity, you have the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. So like those, that's the Trinity. So it's like in religion, I'm sure like that plays a part too. See, that's what I'm saying. Like Mike White is just, he's so smart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like we could say, oh, well, this season was about whatever. And it could apply. You know, like it's about... Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. Illusion. Delusionment or something. We could say, okay, well, here's X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
So, I mean, whatever. I think it's a great show. I love it. I want more.
So good.
The cast.
Oh, the cast.
Every single cast always kills it.
Carrie Coon's monologue.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's talking. They're like, Emmy Award for her just off of that monologue.
Hell
like,
yeah. Well, I was crying.
I love Carrie Coon, first of all.
Like, I mean, she's always been amazing.
Yeah.
Always.
So she's just an amazing actress. And yeah, that monologue, it's perfect. Because it's true. Everyone does that. You make your religion like your work. And then when that doesn't go your way, your family, when that doesn't go your way, like, you know, so you're always trying to find something to fulfill you.
Yeah.
Oh, and I love that, like, she said, it's in this case,
I'm just happy,
I mean,
to be at the table.
Right. Like, and it is my friends. Like, you guys have been there for me for so many years. And at the end of the day, you're it. You're the ones that I love.
She was like, time gives it meaning.
Yeah.
And she said that even when they're talking about the most like innate shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the word she actually used.
Mm-hmm.
She finds it meaningful. And I'm like, that is so fucking true. Because specifically with girls, like with my girlfriends, I'm like, damn, we can talk about the stupidest shit. And it is meaningful as fuck.
Right. Like, you care about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're so passionate about it.
Right.
And that's what makes it so meaningful.
Yeah.
I agree with every word that came out of her mouth, you know? And also, that, like, arc of her character from, you know, running out of that, you know, whatever apartment or room with that random guy. Naked and like jumping out to, you know, having that realization. And also, like, I did not expect for them three to come out as strong as they did. And I think, you know, it was just seeing that friendship, you know, just rather than, you know, separating, just getting a little bit stronger in the trip. It was just beautiful.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Such a good show. Can't wait for next season.
So good. You know, he said it looks like it's going to be New York.
Really?
Yeah, he said.
But that there's no tsunamis.
Oh my God. Can he bring her back?
Well, I think that I saw that they're going to do like an all-star cast. So it's going to be like people from like seasons 1, 2, and 3 that they could
make an appearance. Oh, that'd be great. I mean, if he does it in New York, that could actually work.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Piper, no.
Oh my God. Her face when Piper is saying like, and to eat that for a whole year. Her face of pride.
You can see her be like, my baby. That's my baby.
But she's like really not moving her face. But you can see through her eyes like how proud. That is top tier acting.
I was like, look, and
that's like top tier comedy, because then they would just like take a look at the dad.
The dad, like, and he's like,
fuck my life. Yeah.
He was like, I thought that we were all fine. Oh shit. This is another one who's expecting riches.
Yes. Oh my God. Parker.
I love real quick where it was with Lachlan when he makes that protein smoothie, and in my head I was like, why didn't you wash that out? That's disgusting.
Also,
and
they said it tasted bad. So right. It must have smelled like shit.
Yes, the fruit and the seed was disgusting. And then he was like, oh, the coconut milk is off, right? And he knocks it out of his hand. So I would have washed it. And then it's funny because I saw that the kid was on like Jimmy Fallon or one of those talk shows. He even brought it up. He was like, why didn't you wash it out? And he's like, well, I thought that Saxon had already made a protein shake.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's protein in it.
Left. Yeah.
Right. So I'm going to be a man. Give me more protein. So he's like, that's why I didn't wash it out. And I was like, okay, I guess that makes sense. But ew. Always wash out the blender.
Ew. That's such a guy's move, too.
I know.
Like, sniff and be like, young guy. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yeah.
Ew. And I'm surprised he didn't die, because.
Yeah.
We really all thought that that was going to happen. And when he's like, I think I saw God, and it was like the monks, what he saw.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Such a good show.
Excellent. I love it.
Incredible. And Belinda got her $5 million.
I know. You know what? She did Porn Chai wrong, but I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
Because people are like, she did exactly what Tanya did to her.
To her.
Which.
Yes. Yeah. I just feel like she deserved that money so much. You know,
I know.
She said, can I just be rich for like 5
Yeah.
You know.
I saw that there was a deleted scene that Mike White decided not to put in. And it was Piper wanting to lose her virginity, and she does it with Zion.
Oh yeah. Yes. Like, yes.
But I guess like
I
it
saw
just
that
didn't
too.
Fit in with everything, and which it makes sense to take it out, but
yeah.
Maybe next season they need to come back and
get
a little something.
You know, he looks like an instructor from Equinox. Zion.
That you work with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like when we saw him, Trey right away was like, that's Daryl.
Imagine.
Which is the guy that looks like him. And I was like, you know what?
Daryl?
It's true. Even the smile.
Really?
He looks a lot. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Is he single? Like, give him a number.
He's divorced and he has a child.
Okay, never mind.
But he's such a good dude. Like, he's like the nicest human being.
Oh, that's cute.
Every time he sees me, he's like, say hi to your husband, Trey. Wow. I'm like, sure, I'll let him know.
That's cute.
Let me see what else I wanted to like bring up from that show. It's just so good. The editing, everything. The You saw that there was like tea with a music composer.
Yeah, I did see that.
That I guess he's not coming back from season four. You know, it is what it is. Yeah. Mike White even said, like, we didn't even argue. It was an email.
Right.
But whatever. I hope he gets somebody as good, because I really, I always like the music.
Right.
Like how it builds up to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
He'll find somebody. I mean, who wouldn't want to work on that show?
Exactly.
Like, it's going to get nominated for everything.
Yes.
So.
Yes. I wish they would just call my dad. So he can make the music. That'd be great.
Send Mike White an email.
Call Dante Cucurulo. In the DR.
Yeah.
He'll give you the good stuff. Okay. I think that's it. That's a lot. Sorry, guys. Whatever. Are we ready to get into it?
Let's do it. Okay,
so... today, we will be reviewing a film. You know, we needed something a little bit more uppity-up after last week's bummer.
I mean, the last few have been a little... wah, wah, wah.
I know, but they love those documentary. Like, the Ruby Frankie yeah. has so many listens, and on yeah. YouTube, too, which is
that's
so weird.
True. Well, Colts!
Bring them back. No, don't bring them
They've
back.
They've never left. They've never That's left. True. There are that people right now in cults. So.
Oh, God.
Mormons. Just not me.
Yes. It's not us.
I could never. I don't want to listen to anybody. Don't tell me what to do.
That is true. So, listen. Today, we're going a little bit lighter. We're reviewing a comedy that has done really well on with the critics. I don't think a lot of people know about this, though. I think it needs more recognition.
Yeah.
So we are reviewing today One of Them Days. And I will tell you real quick the synopsis, and then we can go into it. So best friends and roommates, Drew and Alyssa. Drew is played by Kiki Palmer. Fucking queen. I could watch that girl on the screen act for hours and I would never be bored. And then we have Ziza playing Alyssa. They are about to have one of them days when they discover Alyssa's boyfriend has blown the rent money. The duo finds themselves going to extremes in a comical race against the clock to avoid eviction and keep their friendship intact. Okay, what do you think, T-Bone?
As you said, Kiki Palmer, hilarious. She's great. She was really funny. I did think it was pretty comedic.
Yes.
A lot of laugh out loud moments.
Yeah.
I do think certain things could have just been, like, developed a little bit more, or certain things cut out, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun. I don't think it's for everybody, but I think it's a fun movie to, like, watch with friends. And, yes. I mean, I like that it's two young women, and, I mean, I know it's, like, her boyfriend... is involved, but it's not problems about a guy.
Yeah.
You know, like there's other things that they're focusing on and things that are happening to them that it's not about a man, which is great.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
Okay. I really liked it. I think, again, Kiki Palmer, Jesus Christ. Like, I wish it could be in so many shows. Imagine her on a White Lotus. Like,
yeah,
she's so funny, just herself, you know, and
her interviews
hilarious. Are just to die for. And then she also has a big range as an actor, like she can make you feel things as well. Yeah. So I just think she's just so good. I had seen, I think they were in a film festival. this movie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I was just very glad that it was available to stream on Netflix because I wanted to see it. I don't think it actually, I'm not sure if it went to the theaters, mm-hmm. but if it did, I didn't even notice, mm-hmm. you know. I like the story. I really like that. I had to look up the writer because I thought it was like Issa Rae from Insecure.
She was a producer. Just a
producer. Mm-hmm. But if you've seen Insecure, which I did watch, it's a lot like that. Mm-hmm. Like the comedy is very similar. I thought it was hilarious. Like the moments that I was laughing, I laughed hard. Mm-hmm. You know, their physical comedy. You know, there's a moment that SZA gets electrocuted, and I wasn't even expecting that to really happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And it did. And yeah, then, like, they get out of the ambulance to not fucking pay for that.
Yeah.
And they're running, like, Kiki running with her bandage on her head.
And SZA's hair is, like, out here.
Yes. Yeah. It's just so fucking funny and ridiculous. I love that shit. But let's just also, I didn't know SZA was an actress too. I mean, obviously she's an artist, but I don't know if she's done anything before.
This was her debut.
Really?
Yeah.
I think she did great.
I thought she was good. Yeah.
Oh God. That was really good. That I'm impressed then. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if she's done anything before. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
But I wanted to talk about the guy that plays the boyfriend. Because
Keyshawn?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I feel like there's always a friend that is just so clueless
mm-hmm.
about their man. And it doesn't matter mm-hmm. if it's like money or, you know, they're cheating. Like, there's so many things. There's always that one friend that you're like, are you not seeing the red flags left and right?
They're colorblind.
Like waving. Yeah, they're waving. They're She's waving on your face. And you're like, yeah, this is what I want.
You know what was in the way? His giant peepee. Oh, that anaconda God. In his pants. See, that's yes. what was. She that even is said true. She was like, girl, that.
I don't blame deep. You. Yeah.
You yes, know,
I so forgot that's, about that.
Right. It was like she didn't even care because what was going on in the bedroom was too good, I guess. You yes. know? So
the way I gasped when I saw that, I was like,
because I thought it was going to show his penis when he took a towel yeah. off. But yeah. I feel like him still wearing his boxer briefs and with his giant wang almost poking out of the bottom.
That fucking eggplant.
Boy, yo, 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 yoing. Yeah. My eyeball shot out of my head.
Just right there.
Yeah.
Oh, my like, goodness.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. So we see this guy be, first, he was homeless. And second, be the biggest jerk. Because you see them arguing about the money right away and he's leaving. He's grabbing a bag and fucking running right away. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh no, he's taking the money. He's taking yeah. all their shit. Mm-hmm. And the frames.
Mm-hmm.
It was the frames and then the sneakers too.
There were like so many pairs of sneakers on the floor. And she's tripping like, over them.
Who knew he can clean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. She was like, where'd all the shoes go? Because there were literally, like, everywhere. Dozens of pairs of shoes.
Everywhere.
And she's tripping all over them, and then all of a sudden,
yeah.
gone. He cleaned up real fast.
Yeah. Who knew he could clean? I also love that their residential building is mm-hmm. also a business. Like, the aunt
guys doing
or
braiding.
Whoever has a store.
Yep.
This guy is, like, braiding hair. Like, everyone has their own little thing going on, and I kind of right. love that.
Yeah.
You know, they gotta make money somehow.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, too, because, like, you see their apartment, it's falling apart.
Yes.
Like, the ceiling near their
Every
front door.
Every time somebody would close the door, some, like, concrete would fall.
Right, exactly. Like,
yeah.
things are just... Not good
for rent. I'll be like, when you fix that, I'll pay you.
Right.
You know,
I know. Yeah, those poor girls. Like, I felt really bad for them. Like, they're trying to hustle, make ends meet. You see Kiki in the beginning. She's working at this restaurant. She's a good waitress. Like, she knows her people. She
knows everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, they're working, mm-hmm. trying to get their money.
They're hustling.
It's just Alyssa made a mistake, and she thought with her vajayjay.
She gave the money to that guy.
I would never.
Never.
No.
Never.
Like, your name is not on the lease.
Yeah.
No. Absolutely not.
No. So, so they try to, like, get this guy. They can't fucking find him. And they decide to go to that, like, loan place.
Wait, which, they go to the girl that he's cheating on her with.
Right.
They go to her apartment. And then Kiki is like, hey, girl.
Yeah. But when they tell the story of how they met, I couldn't stop laughing. Because they said that he was on his bike. And then, like, he passed by her. And she was just twerking there with her big booty.
And he's licking the ice cream.
And he's, like, licking the ice cream. Then they end up... It's so good. Yeah. And they end up both licking the ice cream together and, you know, game over. That's how they met. And that's, you know, that's how who he's fucking on the side.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of, like, confront her, I guess. And I also loved that actress. I don't know. I've never seen her before.
I don't think she's been in anything.
That was so good. That was so funny.
Yeah.
The way she gets so upset because she's embarrassed that the girls, like, made not fun of her, but, you know, made her look like shit in front of everyone.
Well, when she gets knocked on her ass because the truck door.
Yeah.
She's like, those bitches are gonna pay.
Yeah. Oh,
so it's like now you're introducing another problem, right? Exactly. So it's like on top of them, like, having to get the money. Running
away from this bitch. They need to get that money.
No car, because Alyssa's car gets towed.
Yep. Which so I knew, by, like, the way, when she said you can't park there. She's like, it's okay.
And it showed, like, the sign. It said no parking from, like, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. And it's like, that's in that time period.
Yep. Yep.
She said it. You can't park here. So already you knew.
Yes.
When they came out, that car was going to be gone.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they go to this, like,
so they go to the loan place.
Which I just wanted to, like, talk real quick about the actress at the loan place.
Yeah.
She is getting jobs left and right.
I was going to say, we just saw her in something. Was she in Running Point? Was she the cousin? The lawyer?
Yes. I think she is.
I think she was.
Because I was like, we just saw her. I said the same thing. Fuck, I can't.
Good for her. I love that shit. I would love to be that type of actor who was, like, getting work consistently. Just, like, small little bit parts. That's fine. Yes. You just need me for, like, a day or two of shooting. I'm good. On to the next.
Yes. But let me tell you, she is so funny.
She was really funny.
Like, in everything she does, because I feel like I've seen her somewhere else, too.
Yeah.
You know? I think... I don't know where, but she's just hilarious.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think she is the one, like, the lawyer. His lawyer. Lin-Manuel Miranda's lawyer.
Yeah. Who's the lawyer who's, like, trying to negotiate and get him that money.
Yeah. So I'm that interaction there when they're, like, yelling at each other. When she starts laughing because she saw the credit score.
And I mean, that's, like, pretty bad.
That's really... She starts laughing hard. And then she says, like, even if we put your two credit scores together, it's not even gonna...
Which I'm is, like, you have people who are coming in asking for money right away. Like, they need it. So chances are their credit score is not that great. So for her to be like, that's really bad. That's really bad.
So fucking good. So, like, it's so well casted. This place doesn't work out for them. So what do they decide to do?
Well, I love Cat Williams. Lucky or whatever is like, don't go in there. don't go in there. And they're like, yes. Dude, will you just, like, go away? Yes. Like, his character is so random. And then from, like, that point on, he just sort of keeps showing up.
Yep. I Weird, love it. Out of nowhere. But, and they kind of, like, know who he is, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So random, though. And then, so they don't get the money for the love.
I knew it. So the actress that I'm talking about.
Yes.
So her name is Kayla Monterroso Mejia. So she's definitely Latin.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, why do I feel like I've seen her so many times? So she's obviously in One of Them Days, Running Point, and she was in The Studio.
Oh, okay.
I was there like, there we go. Wow. I'm like, I feel like I'm seeing her everywhere.
Good so for I'm like, her.
Okay.
Get it, girl. Pop.
Get that check.
Yes. Let's go.
So funny.
She is. She really is.
Oh, her timing is just very good.
Yeah. Excellent. I love that.
I know. I'm like, I love that she's getting jobs. So
they go to the blood bank.
They go to the blood bank and then they see my favorite human being, Janelle James.
That was so great that she, I love, what did you do before this? I was a stripper.
Yeah.
She's like, oh shit. she's about to stick a needle in my arm.
Yes. And she's like, oh, it's okay when she doesn't find the vein. But then I know, she's like,
let's try this again.
Yeah. I was like, oh God. So then, you know, she finds the vein, she gets that little bag and it's like $80. For that one bag.
And then I love, she's like,
how much can I donate?
Right. If I donate more, do I get more money? And she says, yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
And you're like, no.
And then hours go by. So I don't know how many bags she donated.
It was four. And you could see, like, her color. Drained.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but on a person of color, that's...
Yeah.
Quite the feat.
And also, like, they're not feeding her anything.
Right. You're not giving them sugar or anything. Nothing. Like, balance it out. Fluids.
You're not producing more. You know? Nothing. So.
So, because SZA fell asleep in the waiting room. Because she was supposed to go next.
Yeah.
So then she looks at the clock. She goes, oh, shit. Goes back in. And then she's like, are you okay? What's going on here? And she's like, I donated four bags of blood.
She can't, like, do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. They start, like, fighting a little bit and the that blood going everywhere.
It made me laugh so hard because they are holding the bag of blood and they're both of them are just, like, splashing it
right
all over the fucking place.
And oh. Kiki's, like, almost dead, getting splashed with her own blood. So these poor innocent people who are donating getting splashed with, like, blood.
Yeah. And they're still asking, like, can we still get their money? And I'm like, we can't use that blood. That's a disaster.
I know. What a waste. Oh my God. What? Can you imagine, though?
One of them days.
But they get those apple pie vouchers.
They do get the apple pie vouchers. And they're like, let's just get something to eat real quick.
Right. So the restaurant's closed, but they have to go through the drive-through. But they don't have a car, so they're going to go
that
a walk-through.
That is so accurate, though. When you go to a fast food place.
I've almost
like,
done that.
It's closed. And it's like, okay, so drive-through.
Yeah, and you're like, but I don't have a car.
Yeah. So walking through. And then...
Like, please.
And then please they're getting their pies, and somebody steals it from them.
The biscuit bandit.
They can't fucking catch a break, these four but girls.
Then that cutie shows up, Kiki's man, maniac. Yeah.
The chemistry, dude, because they have chemistry big time.
I know.
And his nice-ass car.
Mercedes or whatever, but, like, when she meets him in the store for the first time or whatever, she's like, not talking words at all. And even Mama
girl,
like,
what did
girl.
You say? Get it, like, together.
Yeah. But it's so true, you know, because, like, you want to act cool, but it's not happening.
And when he said, you want honey buns?
Yeah. She's like, Oh. Oh. A little forward, but okay. And he's like, no, I meant like the actual. Let me just reach.
Yeah. Oh, God. So good. Yeah,
funny. But yeah, so he sees them and he's like, do you want me to like get you some food? And they're like, really? Oh, my God. Thank you. So he gets them food. They're sitting in the car. Sis is sitting in the back. You can see that they have the chemistry. So yes. She's like, I'm actually going to go.
Yeah. She's like, I'm gonna leave you guys a little alone time here.
She's like, I see something happening. So I'm just gonna, which I love.
I love that too. That was very, very sweet.
Right. So she heads out, and then he gets a call and he's like, oh shit, I gotta go. So she puts on her seatbelt and they're driving, and then the like hatchet or axe or whatever comes out at the stoplight or whatever, and she's like,
yes.
So why do they call you maniac?
Yeah.
She's like, okay, I'm about to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Alyssa calls.
Yeah.
And it's Lucky.
Lucky calls her.
And he's like, your girl is trying to get some Jordans off the power line, so you gotta come get her.
I fucking loved that. I didn't think they were gonna go there, but they did. She got electrocuted big time.
And then she gets electrocuted, and I love that she falls right on Keke Palmer. She's like, ah!
So good.
But she got them Jordans.
So. It's just like they can't. I think it's good because it's like we all do have one of those days that is like
just nothing is
fucking brave.
Thank you. Nothing's going right. You're like, seriously.
Back to back, these girls, because like they finally are able to sell. They get in the ambulance and she's like, you know how much this shit costs?
Yeah.
They jump out, and when they're jumping out, one of those EMTs are like,
We have your info.
We're going to bill you regardless. Yeah, right. Great. But they're able to, like, sell the Jordans.
Mm-hmm. They find a buyer.
They go home to, like, you know, maybe, like, get dressed or something. But that's when they meet the white tenant, no? Or the white tenant is at the beginning. I can't remember. Maud Apatow?
Yes. It might have been earlier in the day that she comes in.
They see that it's like gentrifying.
Right.
In that residential.
In the jungle. That's what they call it, the jungle.
Yes. But it's actually, yeah, it's true. They it's at the beginning because once they get the money, they realize she has her job interview that she has to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Which she goes and she fucking nails her job interview.
And poor girl has been through shit, and her outfit that she was.
Oh my God.
The clothes that they got in the Lost and Found, which she covered it up pretty well because thank goodness that blazer.
Yeah, but those bell bottoms that were green. Oh,
I know.
My God.
She still pulled it off. She looked good.
Yeah.
But she must have been so tired because she worked all night.
All night.
Laid down for 2 seconds before Uche was
knocking on the door.
Yeah. And then nonstop. I'd be like, I'd be dead because I'd be so tired. I'd be like, you gotta be kidding me.
I'll be very mad.
Right. And then now you go to this interview. And she does do well. And they're really interested in her.
Oh, and it's like a breath of fresh air, you know, for her.
But being like, I'm going to get an opportunity to do something that I want to do. And then we see. Yeah, well, because she takes a picture with that guy at the cart. And then, because the whole time, Kayshawn and that girl.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
So petty.
Right. True though. Hey.
Yeah. I love it.
Kayshawn and that other girl driving around trying to find them.
Yep.
And then she's like, I know exactly where that is. And I'm like, out of all of LA, what are the chances? But okay.
Oh. All right. She just okay. gets there. They get into that physical fight.
Yeah.
That is...
So, of course, Drew runs out. She's got to help her girl.
She takes her money. Well, she keeps calling her. She keeps saying, Drew. Yeah. Drew. And I'm like, bitch, shut up. Stop calling her name.
I know.
And then Drew tries to help her. And then this fight, this girl grabs both her heads, puts them, slams them together. She sits on them with her big and ass. Then,
boo.
Yeah.
Like I laughed really hard at that.
Yeah.
It's a new wrestling move.
Yes. And then she takes the money, and they're moneyless again.
Right.
Can't again.
Catch a fucking break.
They can't catch a break. And then Drew gets very upset. And then they kind of like give up.
I don't blame them.
Yeah, like I can't get the money anymore. So let's just go home, see what we can do. They go home, all their shit is out.
Mm-hmm.
And they fight.
And then they get a call from that King Loco. What's his name?
Right. Whatever.
That about guy, and he's like, yeah, he's like, those my shoes. And they're like, oh, great. Now something else.
Someone else is looking for us. But also, we have this white girl that wants to buy our art that she saw on the street.
Right.
And she
has so many followers.
She was an influencer.
Right, which is like, I kind of thought about that in the beginning, because when they bring up the fact that Alyssa is an artist, and you see her working on her paintings in the beginning,
well, the
and
thing
it's like,
is also,
sell that shit.
People like that, well, she had no faith in herself, for sure.
She didn't, that's true.
And the whole thing of like, oh, it's not ready, it's not ready, it's not ready. Mm. It's like, just put it out there, because... The it's not ready limits you so fucking much. I've seen this on TikTok so many times. All these successful TikTokers are making money out of just TikTok. They say all the time, make the video. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just put the video out there. Whatever idea that you have, put it out there. It doesn't have to be perfect. Mm-hmm. People will watch it and they'll come back for more.
And so, I don't think people like perfection anyway.
No, but when you want to like put some kind of work out there, you always want it to be perfect.
Exactly, you know? But I'm saying as the person receiving it,
as
I don't
viewers,
care.
No,
I don't care. Or like someone who
we're
enjoys art.
We're not even thinking if it's gonna be perfect or not, because for us, if your point of view is perfect, but for us,
exactly,
the spectators, it's excellent because that's how we're absorbing it, you know?
We're always our harshest critics.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
I think
this shows a lot in her, like, oh, they're not good enough, they're not ready, da 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 da. And it's like, they're super ready, you just haven't sold them,
right?
You know,
to sell it to white people, we love this shit.
Exactly. So this one girl is like, hey, I'll just buy this one. You made them? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You have so many followers. She's like, can I post this? She has many followers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, this is our way out.
I kind of love that. Let's set up an art show. Let's have it right here. They take their furniture.
Quickly.
They set it up in the courtyard, like a little.
Very, very insecure from the show HBO. There's a lot of like shit like that in that show.
Yeah. Yeah. But I love that. So they have their little art show.
They make
and they're
going
to try to raise money. Yep. So they do. They raise all the money because they need like $5,000 so they don't die.
Yes.
They don't get
literally
shot.
Yep. And then this King Loco comes in.
He shows up.
He shows up and they're like,
he's crazy.
He is very crazy. They're like,
because she's like, you're not going to shoot me in front of all these people. And he's like, boom, what people? Because of course they scatter when they hear the gunshot. And I'm and that boy, and I was like, he gonna shoot you.
Yeah.
You like, dead. Molly, you in danger, girl. Yeah. Bad, bad, bad. So freaking out. And then Alyssa runs off. She's like, just trust me, and like runs away. And you're like, what's she going to do?
Yeah.
And then she comes down the stairs and she's like, hey, okay, run. So they run as fast as they can in their heels, and then they hide under a car.
Under a car.
And he's about to duck down to see them, and then you hear someone in another vehicle yell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For this guy, and, like, hey, we're here for you. And they're thinking, oh, the police are here.
And it's not really the police.
It's not really the police, which, right. I thought maybe it was going to be his mom.
Oh, my God. That would have been great writing. That would have been so good.
I legit thought it was going to be his mom. But anyway, so
you better get
off.
Home right now.
Yeah. I told you I need... Yeah, just like, I'm going to whoop your ass. Seriously. I mean, moms are scary.
Yeah. And then they go back to the room after he's gone. And this... Her ex has put, like, these candles to ask her forgiveness in their empty-ass apartment. You
know? Yeah, romantic. Thanks so much. I don't have a place to live, but you're trying to woo me.
And thanks to you, I don't have a place to live. And now you want me to forgive you. And
right. Because you can't handle this other girl that you were cheating on me with.
Yeah, exactly.
Not my problem.
Exactly. And then she's like, fuck you.
Right. So basically she's like, no. And then
King Loco comes back in.
Right.
And then he
slams the door and the huge
and
chunk
the
of cement.
Concrete. Yeah. Goes
with
him.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Makes sense from the beginning because all the pieces were falling.
Oh, yeah.
And then the candle falls over and the apartment starts going up in smoke and there's flames. Yes.
Yeah.
And I love there's a lot of like references to karma and stuff.
Oh,
you know, like
like
universe and like things working out for them. Like, I kind of love that because then they're like, Alyssa says, is like, what about him? We can't let him die. I don't want that on me. I don't want that karma. Yeah. Like, okay, fine. So they drag his ass into the bedroom. They close the door. And they're like,
and he's just there laying on the floor.
Knocked out. And there's bars on the windows. So, because they're in the hood. So it's like, how are they going to get out? Yep. And then, boom, firemen come in.
Love that.
Love
including, it. Including her goof.
And then we find out that Maniac is one of those.
Yes.
It's like, okay, I kind of had a feeling.
Yeah, I definitely I didn't think he was going to be a fireman, but I thought he was going to be, like, a good dude. Like, I thought he had, like, a normal job, probably, like.
Right.
Because
he knew the EMT's names.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
They mentioned that at some point, which, I mean, if you've seen 911, you know they work together.
Exactly.
So they know each other's names.
Exactly. But I did like that when their landlord comes back, everyone is like, bro, you're fucked. Because
you saw Gucci.
it's what's it called? Hazard.
Fire hazard,
They're
absolutely. Like, he's probably broken so many laws.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yep. And then even like Kiki was saying, you threw our shit out of our apartment on the first.
Yes.
Like, there's got to be a law. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you don't give us any notice. Like, there's so many things. And then him fixing up Maude Apatow's apartment.
Oh, my God.
And meanwhile,
they were like, you have AC?
Yeah! That's terrible.
Yeah,
and they're in LA, so, like, it's hot. And you,
it's hot
all
the time. Mm-hmm.
Completely like new. They were like, she has crown molding.
I love how they're like walking through the apartment the whole time,
touching the counters and just admiring it because it's a nice apartment.
So
it looks nice.
Yeah.
And they're living in a shithole, poor girls,
falling apart, and everyone else that lives there
is
living in a shithole except her.
Yeah,
because he was like, I can charge her more.
Yeah.
It's very, very gentrification station.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's how it is, unfortunately.
Yeah. We forgot to mention that in the gallery, the interviewer comes in, which is, wow, what a full circle moment.
See, I love, though, that it was, like, you had a white guy, but then you had a black woman, too. So it's, like, they could bond. Identify with each other and bond, and I think...
In a different way,
That helped her, too, because then when she was, like, I actually... like grew up around here and I was like, okay, so like you get it, you understand that it's I didn't choose to be here, these are just my circumstances and I'm trying to get out of it, I just need the opportunity, you know,
and I'm not having the best day, you know,
right, like so that good. What you saw isn't really me,
exactly yeah.
So I love that she was able to be like, okay, I get sort of a second chance. And
she gets hired right there, and, you know?
Yeah, it works out for her, so.
Yeah.
Because she deserved it. She did deserve it.
Yes. And then Alyssa is like, okay, I'm ready to, like, sell my art, finally.
Right, so she gets confidence.
Like, yeah, and she's like, "You can you be my partner?" Which is great. Money.
That was really cute. Yeah. Yes,
I love that.
Yeah, and their friendship.
I really liked it. I really liked this movie.
It was cute.
It's a feel-good comedy.
Yeah.
You know? Like...
Right.
I like laughing hard. Like, not the, the like...
yeah.
you know what I mean. Like, that's funny.
The pity laughs?
Oh, yeah, no. I hate that. I hate that. Yeah. So it was nice to, like, really laugh out loud. The Rotten Tomatoes for this film?
I have some fun facts.
Oh, okay. You want to do that? Yeah, you do that.
Sorry.
First,
actually. Okay.
No. Yeah, I was going to do the rating and then ask for the fun facts. I'm like, no, we do that the other way around.
I mean, we could switch it up.
No, go for it. Go for it.
I only have a few, so it'll be short.
We do one documentary, and I get fucked in the head right away. I'm like, wait, what do we do first?
Oh, this documentary is throwing us off our game.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Okay. This is short, though. So, as we mentioned, Issa Rae is a producer on the film. She actually makes an appearance as the voice making an announcement when Drew and Alyssa go into that loan, that like everyday loan place. Oh,
okay.
So love she's that. In there. Yeah, she's in there.
Okay.
The director, Lawrence Lamont, says that he drew inspiration from 90s black cinema. So things like Friday and BAPS and also Superbad.
So good.
Yeah.
I mean, the jumping out of the ambulance was very Superbad.
Yeah, like you, like now, like when you read that and you think about it, you go, okay, this part.
Makes sense, yeah.
Because, I mean, when you think about it, you could put two dudes in this movie, and I think it could still work.
Oh, yeah.
You know, which
they're
I think
not
is also...
Kiki Palmer, but still, yeah.
Oh, no one will ever be Kiki Palmer, oh my gosh, no. But I'm just saying, like, it's kind of nice in that sense, because we, as women, we don't get a lot of these films.
We don't.
You know? Don't. So it's nice.
Yeah.
So SZA was actually a gymnast growing up. So she did all of her own stunts for this movie.
Oh, okay, queen. Slay.
Yeah. I love when they have their outfits and Maniac is like, why you dress up in those clothes? And she's like, oh, we just came from gymnastics. Well, there we go.
Adult gymnast.
Mine would be the laziest cartwheels in the world.
God. Like Creed's in The Office.
Yeah. So this actually was in the movies, in the theaters. It was released in January. Which I had no idea. That's what I agree with you. There was no marketing for this film.
No marketing.
So it was released in January, which they consider like a dead month for new film releases.
Oh, okay.
I guess because maybe that's like sort of the cutoff period awards for like awards here. Yeah. Nevertheless, the film made $51.6 million at the box office on a $14 million budget. So it is considered a success.
Wow. Okay. Damn. Why did I get that marketing? No PR. I saw no PR for this film.
Me either. The only thing that I saw is on social media, it was Keke Palmer, SZA, and Issa Rae, and Keke Palmer saying to SZA, so is Drake a good kisser?
Yes. I saw one interview, one interview on TikTok, and it was Keke Palmer saying that defying gravity was a slave hymn. And they started laughing so hard. It was the three of them. See, and she's so funny.
Yeah.
She's like, You guys, you know I'm right. I was like, oh my God.
Now I'll never hear that song the same way again.
No. And she sang it before she said that. She's like, oh,
because she is a singer. She's a good singer. I think the last song in the credits, she sang.
Oh.
Because I sometimes like to do that. Like, watch the credits through, and then when I look at the music.
Yeah.
And you see performed by, and like that last song at the end said performed by Keke Palmer. I was like, okay, girl. Okay, last one. The hot Cheetos martinis at the end of the movie were a real thing invented by Keke Palmer. And they actually enjoyed, and actually were enjoyed by the actors and staff at The Wrap. Made everybody hot Cheetos martinis. I'm a little bitch, so I don't like hot Cheetos, but I feel like maybe it could work because they're salty. It could work. It's salty, a little spicy because it's just the rim.
Yeah.
You know, like I get it.
They only put like vodka in it.
Yeah, I feel like maybe a hot Cheeto margarita would make more sense.
Ooh, that would.
I can't drink it because I'll die, but if you want to try it for me.
I would give it a try for sure.
But.
Wow.
Yeah. That's Keke Palmer's thing. She does that.
Okay. Period. I love her. Like, I want her on the screen all the time. Like.
Yeah.
She's so good.
She's very good.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten Tomatoes. You see, I already forgot. So.
So we're going to wrap up. No.
We're not wrapping up just yet. So Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 94.
Oh, wow.
Yes, 94. And then the audience gave it a 90, which I think it's very accurate. It's really, really good. I really liked it, you know. It's charming, it's fun, you know, it's feel good, you know. Yeah. I love when the ending is happy, you know, they find a solution to their problem.
Right.
I just love a nice, I'm a resolution queen.
I like a nice bow at the end. Just wrap it up nice for me. Everyone's happy. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked it. I thought it was fun. But again, I don't think this is for everybody. Like, I wouldn't tell my mom to watch this movie.
Well, yeah, she wouldn't get it.
That, and like, they do say the N-word a lot. Which...
That is true.
Like, it's... I don't know. I'm fine hearing it, but like...
Yeah,
it's a different culture for me too. I'm obviously very white.
Yeah, it's catered for a different audience. That's what it is.
Yeah,
you know, so it's specific, very niche.
Yes.
I forgot to give you the IMDb one was 6.6, which I think is low, but IMDb seems very white people. So, you know.
Yeah.
but I give it 2 thumbs up. I really like it. I'm trying to think if I would recommend it. Okay, my mom is like hard to please in the sense like comedies are hard for her because she will have to read the subtitles. Yeah. And if they're translated, it doesn't translate well.
Yeah. I feel like Joe would love this movie.
Joe would love, exactly.
Yeah, Joe would love this movie.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's true. You're right. I can't recommend that to everyone.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I think it's more like younger crowd.
Millennials, for sure.
And a little more liberal.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Although Trey really liked it.
Okay.
Yeah. He's definitely not liberal. Yeah. I feel bad for him. He ain't liberated.
You'll get him there, though.
Oh, God. I don't even
America.
Try.
Yeah. You've given up.
I'm like just seeing your little cloud there. Something will give you a reality check.
Hey, you know, he has gotten better, though.
Oh, with certain things,
he has. Yeah, I've noticed.
Oh, punch somebody face. Yo, listen.
You'll get a booty drop. Knock him on the head.
I will grab that girl and be like, do a booty drop real quick.
Oh, concussed.
Yes. But yeah, I give it 2 thumbs up, but I wouldn't recommend to everyone. But I would recommend to like my friends. Yeah, you know, it's very specific. Do you give it 2 thumbs up or 1.5? Or one and no.
Definitely like a solid thumb up for sure.
Okay.
I didn't love it, okay. But it was fun. It's fun. It's like a movie that you could watch with your friends, and it's a great laugh. And I mean, the performances
Tracy's
were
a
good.
Hater,
so
guys, it's because she's very white.
No. Hey, listen. White on the outside, black on the inside.
Yeah, because you can actually twerk and I can't.
I also met with my dating history, but...
You know, like my our friend Rachel says, she's like, I dated a brother.
A brother?
Rachel Morales. She's like, I dated brothers. I dated brothers, she says.
Yikes.
Rachel. What a fucking character.
What are you doing?
So...
It's good. I would recommend it, though.
It's a fun movie.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And I think that's it for today. We know what we're reviewing next week. So if you're listening to this, you have to watch for next week.
Heretic.
Heretic.
That's okay,
Heretic. Heretic.
I mean, I could be saying it wrong, too.
I have no idea. I would have to, like, look it up in the phonetic way. Because I don't... No idea. Heretic.
Now I'm doubting myself.
You better. I can't be in there by myself in the doubt.
I'm gonna be like Googling, like, how do you say
it? You press the little, you type the word and then press a little speaker.
A speaker, and it'll tell me, how to say it.
Yeah. Heretic.
Which I did with Barry, what's his face?
Oh, God.
Kia.
That guy.
And I still don't. Have it. Yeah, Irish names, forgot. Though.
Mm-hmm.
Irish mm-hmm. names.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Well, so go watch the movie.
Heretic?
Heretic. And then you come back to us.
Heretic.
And then just come back to us so we can review it together.
Oh, comment.
Comment, review. Review, write, and subscribe. And we'll see you on the other side. Okay, that's it.
Yes. Bye.